Well, it's that time of the year where folks spend a lot of time outdoors at county fairs. State Fair is just down the road and all that wonderful food, but oh, what it can do to us. We're going to talk this morning about that with Barb Fuller, our favorite Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Wellness Program Specialist. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome.
Well, we just can't avoid the fair. It's a thing people look forward to, whether it's county fair, state fair, or a combination of those things. And, you know, that food, oh boy, that fair food, we sure look forward to it.
Yep, it's a once-in-a-year experience, but if it's once in a year, it's okay. It's how many trips do you make to the fair or how many fairs that you go to that may cause some concern.
Well, and there's so much of that stuff. You've got things that are homemade. You've got things that are deep fried. You've got things that are full of salt and sugar and all kinds of things. They all pose a little different aspect, don't they?
They do. And traditionally, it's big portions, lots of sugar and fat calories. Those are the traditional foods that we associate with fairs. We do like them. They are fun to eat. And again, so your treat is probably okay.
Well, and I see you've put together kind of a little sheet there of just what it takes to actually burn off some of those calories that we intake with some of those different types of fair foods. Are people kind of shocked when they see this?
I think so. So walking a mile, and it doesn't matter if it's a mile at the fair or a mile around your home, it's only 100 calories, which is good. At least you're burning some calories. So how much walking do with the fair, some fairs are larger and some are smaller, and if you are walking a mile at a time, it's 100 calories. But how many miles does it add up to? Well, you have to have 3 miles to walk off that funnel cake. Funnel cake's about 300 calories. 3 miles for a caramel apple. 4.5 miles for a corn dog. That bag of cotton candy, about 1.5 miles. A regular soft drink, 32 ounces, and there are some that are bigger and some that are smaller, but 32 ounces is 250 calories or 2.5 miles. Even the snow cone is 2.5 miles. And a soft pretzel, those nice big gooey soft pretzels, 3 miles to walk off all those calories.
And is that with or without cheese?
I think that's probably without, but probably a little butter on this.
Oh, no. It just doesn't, it seems like it's just a lost cause. I mean, it doesn't take anything to ingest 100 calories, but it takes me a mile to walk it off?
That's true. It does.
It just seems like it's so much hard work to do that. So what can we do to, you know, you're not going to be able to avoid the foods, okay? We're going to enjoy some of that stuff because we do look forward to it. It is a once a year kind of a treat. But what can we do to help ourselves along the way without having to go out and run a marathon?
Well, a little pre-planning, of course, helps. And yes, you are doing some walking, but people often underestimate how much they walk and also underestimate how much they eat. So, no, you don't have to just eat carrot sticks and drink water all day long. But trying to plan ahead. But speaking of water, that's a great thirst quencher. Instead of that soda, especially on these really, really hot days, and the county fairs, some of them have started, some of them are continuing, but it's July and August, and it's usually very hot. So water is a much better choice than soda that has a lot of sugar in it and a lot of caffeine. So give up your Coke for some water is a good choice and a good thirst quencher. And then splitting foods between several people. Instead of eating that whole big funnel cake yourself, dividing it up, everybody gets a taste and still gets to enjoy it, and you don't have all those extra calories. And think about sitting down and eating instead of just grazing from food stand to food stand. Some of them offer very wonderful meals. You can get your burger or even a hot dog or a brat and sit down and enjoy the meal instead of, well, I'll have this caramel apple and then I'll have this next, and then a snow cone, which is also one of the fun things, of course, about the state fair, is they have lots and lots of food booths that you can graze around through. And if it's really, really tempting, what is it that you, that one thing that you really want to have at the fair? Is it the funnel cake or the corn dog, and you're just going to limit yourself to one? That's fine. It is once a year. But some people do spend, I know I have friends that go to the state fair and they camp for the whole week, so that's 10 days worth of eating fair food. That might get you into some trouble with your calories.
Oh, yeah, it does. And is there a danger, Barb, because so many people are so good these days about watching what they eat and how much they eat. They're shopping at local farmers markets and events like that to be able to pick up locally grown wholesome items and things. Is there a danger of a short period of time at a fair like that of kind of falling off the wagon, so to speak?
Oh, maybe. And again, how far are you falling off your wagon? If it's something you're going to enjoy a day or two and enjoy it and get back to nice, sensible eating plans, that's fine. Treat yourself. It's summer. It's once a year. Again, if you're going to several county fairs or spending the whole time at the state fair, you might need to think about limiting your options or walking lots more.
Well, and you talked about groups, too, that we can do things in groups. We usually do that when we go to the fairs. We usually do that as part of groups, whether we're younger or we're older. We're usually out there with family and friends and what have you. I suppose that can be both a good thing and a bad thing.
It can be. Again, you know, it's a good way to split something up and everybody gets a taste of several different items, and that's a wonderful way to do it.
As long as you're not challenging each other to try the most outrageous food you can find.
Oh, well, that's probably true. But there are always some interesting things that maybe it is kind of something new, and maybe you do just want a taste of it. You don't really need to try the whole thing.
Yeah. I know it's hard to have that willpower in full force when you're out at an event like that. But, you know, if you just, I guess, kind of always keep your eyes on the long term.
That's right. Like everything else, it's balance and moderation. A day or two isn't going to upset your apple cart too much, and, you know, getting back, and you are probably walking at the fair. Now, if you're riding a scooter around all the time and enjoying all those fair foods, you aren't spending very many calories. But enjoy it while you can. Balance and moderation are always the key to everything.
Barb, I want to ask you quick, too, because so many people are walking around these days with things like those Fitbits and those different types of deals that will count steps and calories burned and all those kinds of things. Are those, from a nutritionist standpoint, are those good motivators for folks?
For lots of people, they are, because it does. You can see right there instantly, or you link it to your phone or a tablet or something that's easy to carry around, and you can see, this is how much I walk. Some of them have reminders if you've been sitting too long that you need to get up and move. There's a whole gamut of gadgets that can do lots of things, and lots of people do find them motivating. Oh, yeah, I haven't got in my 3,000 or 5,000 steps when they just take a quick glance at it. So get up and move. Tracking the calories is a little harder because you actually have to input that information. It doesn't measure every calorie that you put in your mouth. I don't think there's any device that's quite that good yet. So it's still up to you to decide what you're going to write down that you did eat. And there are some other online tools. The USDA Super Tracker is a wonderful website, and you can go to and you put your information, and it does the same thing for you, and it doesn't cost anything. So you don't have to buy the Fitbit or link it to your computer or your phone. So USDA Super Tracker, you just search for that, and you can put in your activities and you can put in your food for the day. And again, you have to be a little honest on exactly what you are eating in the day's time. And at the end of the day or the week, it'll tell you what your calorie balance is.
Excellent. Well, there are all kinds of helpful tools out there then.
There are lots of just apps that work on a phone or a tablet that don't even need to have that Fitbit or any of those devices.
So bottom line is, have your fun, but just don't go overboard.
That's true. That's always good advice.
Very good. Well, enjoy the county fair. Enjoy the state fair. I know they have all kinds of foods at the state fair that can tempt you. So have your fun. But again, remember the long-term goal is to stay fit and healthy. And, you know, those doggone kids, you know, they just run around and burn it all off right away. Their metabolism's running a million miles an hour. For us who get a little bit older, it's a little bit tougher. So just remember how difficult it is to walk those off and have some fun with that. And maybe that's your motivation. If you want to have those items, you just look at how many miles you need to walk off and plan your day accordingly.
That's right. You can do it.
Great. Well, Barb, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.